I want to add my congratulations to our high school graduates. We are so excited for the future God has for you and just look forward to celebrating with you the awesome life that's ahead of you. Well, as a Grace Point family, we have another blessing to celebrate today. Many of you know that we have a property, an old campus property down on South Washington Street here in Owosso, and we have received and accepted an offer on that property. Now, there are still a couple of little approvals that have to be given, but everything appears to be a gigantic go, and we are so excited. We know that you have been praying about the sale of that property with us for 2 years, and it's just like our amazing God to provide an offer on that property during a big, fat economic mess created by this pandemic. And I wonder if God didn't do it this way so that we would just know it is all about His work here at Grace Point. So thank you so much for praying with us. Keep praying that all of the approvals come through. And we wanted to just take a minute and celebrate with you that God can be trusted, God is faithful. And even in the middle of this unusual season, God is at work in our Grace Point family. He's at work for sure in the sale of that property, but He's also at work in giving us the opportunity through these online worship experiences to share the good news of Jesus with more people than we ever have before on a weekend. He's giving us opportunities to share acts of kindness with people in our community through compassion and action and through so many of you just in simple ways of sending cards or dropping off small gifts or making phone calls. And we are so grateful for the way that you are serving our community. And God is at work through your generosity. Your continued faithful giving and generosity is allowing our church to continue to minister to people and serve people in some amazing ways. So thank you. We're so excited that God is at work. We know that Grace Point has never been about buildings. It's never been about location. It's always been about the hope, the grace, the truth that we have in Jesus Christ that makes a difference everywhere at any time. So this day, we're going to talk a little bit about what our church family is going to look like moving forward. Now, we know there have been a lot of questions, and there continue to be lots of questions. There's still a lot of things that we don't know, but we do have some plans that we want to share with you today. So we're going to press the pause button on our series, How to Get Through What You're Going Through. We'll finish that next weekend. And today, we're going to talk just for a few minutes about moving forward. Do you remember a game that we used to play as kids called Red Light, Green Light? This little game where you have a bunch of kids that line up on point A, we'll say, and the goal is to get to point B across the room or across the yard. And they're racing, but there is a person who is hollering out, green light or red light. And when the holler is green light, you take off as fast as you can, and then there's red light, and you stop as fast as you can. I can't tell you how many ankles I almost broke playing that game and stopping and starting. And it's fun, but it's confusing and a little frustrating. I have to tell you that I feel like our whole society has been caught in a game of red light, green light. You probably could make the analogies for yourself, but without getting political, let me just talk about the dilemmas that we're facing. So right now, we're under a stay-at-home order, which feels like a red light, but we also can now gather in groups of 10, which feels like a green light. We are told that in some settings we should wear masks, but that in other times, if we wear a mask for too long, it does more harm than good. We're told that we should social distance, which we understand, and yet we're also told that if we go too long without physical contact, there's all sorts of physical and mental health issues that can develop. And you and I could go on and on with what feels like a stop and a start, a green light and a red light. We just feel like that as a whole society. It's confusing. And in the middle of all of that confusion, we're trying to each live our lives, Many folks are trying to lead businesses. Others are trying to lead groups of people. We're a church family, and we're trying to figure out how to navigate our way through this perpetual game of red light, green light. We do have some answers. We have some plans for moving forward. Before I lay those out, though, I want to just take a moment and have you think about that illustration of green light, red light, and let's add a yellow light in there as well. You see, I think that for many of us, as we think about a re-entry into in-person worship gatherings at our campuses, we fall in one of these three categories. For many people, they fall in the green light category, and they're a go. I mean, they have been a go. They want to go. They're excited to get back into in-person gatherings, and they can't hardly wait. In fact, they're saying, "Man, I wish we would have done it weeks ago. What's wrong with you guys? Come on, let's get our plans together. Let's get going on this." And I appreciate that. I hear you. I understand. I'm so excited for us to be able to get back together again in our campuses for in-person worship gatherings. I'm really excited about that. Some of you would even say that you're beyond a green. You're like a double green or a triple green. I mean, you have feelings that maybe this whole thing was sort of overblown or a hoax or a conspiracy, and so you are really green. You want to go as quickly as possible. But there's another group of people in our church family that would say they're probably a red. They have some compromised health. Their immune system isn't what it should be. Or they have ongoing health issues that have really caused them to take this issue very, very seriously. And for many of them, they feel they can't come back to a large gathering of people, really in any setting, until there's a lot more information that we know about the virus, and perhaps even until there's a vaccine developed. And what I hear from a lot of those folks on a regular basis is, Wes, will you please make sure that the online worship experience continues? Because it's going to be a while before we feel comfortable gathering back in a large group of people. So you've got green light folks, you've got red light folks, and you've got a whole nother group of people that are yellow light. They're caution folks. And they would say, we are really looking forward to getting back together again. We're really excited about it. But we really do want to proceed thoughtfully and cautiously. And we want to do our best to live within the guidelines that are laid out for us by the CDC and laid out for us by state and local authorities. Those are folks who fit into that yellow category. And this is by far the largest category in our church family and the largest category in our whole society. Now, here's what's interesting to me. Wherever you find yourself in those categories, it's easy for us to feel like everyone else is in the same category. I have people say to me all the time, well, Wes, what I'm hearing people say, what my friends are saying is this, this, and it agrees with me. If you're in the green light category, you're saying, wow, well, everybody feels this way. Everybody wants to get back. Or if you're in red, everybody feels really, really cautious and not sure about getting back together again. And I always tell people, it's not surprising to me that the folks you're talking to agree with you, because we tend to hang out with folks that we agree with, folks who are like-minded. And so it's not surprising that we feel like everybody is in our category. But the truth is that in our Grace Point family, there are people in all three of these categories. And how we treat each other moving forward in all of these categories of people is more important than when we move forward. I want to just say that for you one more time, and I want you to look at it on the screen. How we treat each other moving forward is actually more important than when we move forward. If we're not able to move forward with grace, if we're not able to move forward with kindness, If we're not able to move forward with respect for each other and honoring each other, it doesn't matter when. Because the when will be short-circuited by the how. So it's really, really, really important for all of us who are a part of the Grace Point family and for all of us who say that we are Christ followers, it's so important for us to remember that it's how, not when, that is most important. And we live in a society that loves to categorize people. But I just need for you to know that following Jesus does not fit neatly into any of those categories of red or green or yellow. Jesus doesn't fit into those ideological ideas that we have. And so it's easy for us to kind of get the idea, and we hear it, unfortunately, in Christian ease around our world. I mean, we hear it, we see it on social media. People who begin saying things like, if you're a person of strong faith, then you've got to be in green. You've got to be in the go category. And if you aren't in green, then that means you are a person of weak faith, or you're not even a Christ follower. On the other hand, someone who's in red, they might say, well, if you really loved your neighbor, you would be in the red category because you wouldn't want to put people at risk. Now, friends, there's something that has been in my mind since the pandemic started. It's something that our staff has talked a lot about. We've been challenging ourselves to try to live with this truth in mind. It's something our board has been talking about, that the greatest threat to the church at large and the greatest threat to our Grace Point family is not our inability to gather for large group gatherings. The greatest threat is the explosive, divisive culture that creeps into our own hearts, and it leaves us unable to respect each other, love each other, honor each other, and ultimately worship together. Our world is so divided right now, and what it needs is Christ followers who are grace-filled, truth-filled, and love-filled, and that's the church. That's who we are. That's who God has called us to be. The early church, other than an occasional mention in Scripture, the early church was almost always gathering in smaller groups. Their witness was not powerful because they were massive gatherings of people. Their witness was powerful because they loved each other. They honored each other. They respected each other. Jesus said, and John, his disciple, wrote it down in John chapter 13, verse 35, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my followers. Our getting together in person is going to be awesome, but that's not going to prove to the world that we are Christ followers. That's not going to prove to the world that they need Jesus. What's going to open the hearts of the people around us to the good news of Jesus is the fact that you and I can love each other and honor each other and respect each other no matter what category we fall in. And wow, it is my hope. It is my hope that we, with the help of Jesus, as we talk about moving forward as a church family, that we can do that in a way that just shows our love for Jesus as we love one another. It's the how of moving forward that is so much more important than the when. But we do have a when. And I want to share that with you. Our team has been praying. We have been seeking God's wisdom, talking with people in our community, people in our church family who have various areas of expertise that could help us. We've been researching. We've been doing everything we possibly can do to seek God and make God-honoring decisions about moving forward towards in-person worship gatherings. And so we have some plays that we are running as a church family. Now, some of you are thinking, Wes, what are you talking about? I happen to love sports. I love athletics. And most teams have a playbook. Now, our ultimate playbook is Scripture. But we also have some strategies that we implement, plays that we run. Sometimes we have to call an audible and things get changed up on the fly. But There are four things, four plays that we have been talking about as a team and that we feel really comfortable sharing with you today. So let me just talk through this. The first play is sort of Grace Point at home, Grace Point online. And this is what we've been doing. You've been a part of Grace Point at home. Many of you have been watching the online worship experiences. You've been doing small groups online. And so you've been doing church, being the church at home. And God has blessed what we've been doing, even though we feel like as a team that what we're offering is the best we have, but it's not as good as some other things that maybe you can see out there. But even though what we're offering may not feel like this spectacular thing in our own hearts, God's been using it in some amazing ways. I mean, we're being able to reach more people than we've ever reached before on a weekend. And so God is taking our little meager offerings and He is using it. And we've heard some awesome stories from you about watching the online worship experience together around the breakfast table or even still all getting together and laying on the bed and watching it or watching it at your desk or in the family room. We've just heard these awesome stories and we're so excited about how God is growing our church family through Grace Point at home. There's a second play, though, that is being run right now. It's starting right now, and it's Grace Point with your group. And we are so excited that there is now the ability to meet in groups of 10 or less. And so that means that almost all of our Grace Point groups can begin to meet in person if they so desire. And we want to encourage you to do that. Your group can begin meeting now. If there are folks in your groups that maybe are hesitant because they're maybe in the red category, no pressure. But we would love for those of you that feel comfortable to begin meeting. There's something about getting together as a group and watching the online worship experience together or walking through the questions together that we put up every single week. Or maybe it's just digging into Scripture together. Whatever your group is studying, we're excited about you getting together and doing that. And we want for those groups to happen. And we want them to continue happening as we move forward in all of the rest of the strategies that are going to be implemented in our church family. For some of you, you might be saying, you know, Wes, I'm not in a group. Maybe you've never been in a group or you're in between groups, but you'd like to be. Well, we want to encourage you to connect with us. You can go to our website. You can fill out that connection form. Let us know if you'd like to be in a group. We'll try to help you get connected. For some of you, it might be starting a brand new group, and we can help you do that. For some of you, you could host a group in your home, or you could host a group here at one of our campuses. And we want to let you know that's available to you, and we'd love to help you get started. So there's Grace Point at home, there's Grace Point with your group, and the third play that we are going to announce today is Grace Point Connecting in Community. Now here in Michigan, we know that our stay-at-home order expires on June 12th, and so we are now planning for Sunday, June 14th and Sunday, June 21st to encourage you to watch the online experience and then join us at your campus for what we're just calling a takeout tailgate party. It's going to happen between 11:30 and 1:30 at the campuses, and we're just going to encourage you to grab some takeout from a restaurant or bring your picnic lunch. You can bring whatever you want because you're not sharing it with anybody. This is just for you or just for your family. But bring your lunch, bring a lawn chair, and we're going to invite you just to hang out together outside with other members of the Grace Point family. You can do it in the parking lot. You can do it in the grassy areas. Here at the Owosso campus, we have the ministry house across the street. There's a huge yard, lots of shade trees. So we're just going to encourage you to get together and hang out, have some community together. So we'll worship online. And then we'll get together for the community experience at the campuses. And we just want to encourage you, if you feel comfortable, to join us for one of those events. We think it's going to be just a ton of fun and a great opportunity just to be together. If you want to wear a mask, but we're outside, so it eliminates some of the issues that we would have being inside our building. Now, a lot of you are saying, okay, Wes, okay, I'm on board with one and two, I understand three, but what I really want to know is about play four. I want to know about the Grace Point worship gatherings back at our campuses. Here's what I can tell you. We believe that as we get into the beginning days and weeks of June, there will be much more clarity about limits on size gatherings, limits of how many people can be in a building. There will be more information that we will know about cleaning protocols and all sorts of things. And so we're going to wait to announce in-person, on-campus gatherings until we know just a bit more information. But our hope is that we can call play number four as we get into the beginning days of June. And we will keep you informed. Folks, let's be honest. This situation, as we know, has been red light, green light. There's been so much changing information. And so all of the plays that I just laid out for you, except the ones already happening, they could change. We'll do our very best to keep you informed. And our staff, we are just committed. Our leadership team is committed to honoring God in all of this. And so we hope that you will just dive in and that you will embrace what God is doing and that you'll join us as all of these steps are taken. Now, I can almost hear some of you right through the video. I can almost hear some of you saying, but Wes, I know a church that's doing this. I know a church that's already meeting. I know a church that's doing all these other kinds of things. And I'm happy for churches that are doing a variety of things because they have leadership teams that are working through the same issues we're working through. And I just need to tell you that God has not called me or our staff or our leadership team here at Grace Point to be responsible for or in competition with any other church family in our community. We are responsible for the Grace Point church family. And we have to do what we believe will honor God, will be best for our witness in our community, that will allow God to use us in significant ways now and tomorrow, that will do our best to keep you healthy. And so that's how we're operating. That's how we are making decisions. And so we're going to continue to seek God. If He wants us to call an audible and change this up, we'll do it. And we just want you to know that. What's going to unite us is not a plan. What unites us is Jesus. He's the one that makes the difference. He's the one that's changed our lives. He's the one who died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. He's the one that has the plan for our life. He is the one who is the one who completes our faith. He is the one who said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we're united around Jesus. We're not united around any plan, because the plan might change. Remember, it's how we move forward that's most important, not when we move forward. As I was wrestling with these thoughts and putting them together to share with you, I was reminded of some great words of Scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 3. And I want to share it with you from the Message translation. This is such an amazing thought for us as we think about moving forward together as followers of Jesus. Peter was writing to Christians living in Rome who were facing intense difficulty, persecution, all sorts of problems and challenges. And Peter says this, to sum everything up, so he's written this whole letter, now he says to sum it all up, be agreeable, be sympathetic to one another, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. He says this goes for all of you, no exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless each other. That's your job, to bless each other. You be a blessing, and God will bless you. Well, my prayer for us is that we will be able to be a blessing to each other, and that God will be able to bless us so that we can bless our brothers and sisters in the faith, and bless the neighbors who live beside us and bless our entire community. Now, here's what I know. I know that I need God's help to be able to do that. In all of the frustration that's going on, in all of the confusion that's happening, my natural response is not to be agreeable. It is not to be sympathetic. My natural response in all of this green light, red light, and all of this people in the red category and green category and in yellow caution category, my automatic response is not always to be loving or compassionate or humble. But I am reminded that through the power of Christ, I can live in that way so that God can be honored in my life and God can bless me so that I can bless others. So we're going to invite you just to in your heart, to just create a space right now wherever you are to honor and worship Christ and to just come to our amazing Father and to experience His help and His strength and His healing in your heart and to just sort of surrender whatever category you're in to Him so that you can honor each other, love each other, and we can move forward as a family of God that is sharing the hope of Jesus with real people all over our community. Let's pray together. So Jesus, we're asking you to help us move forward in a way that honors you. We're asking you to help us be united around you, not around any plan. But Jesus, we do believe you've given us some plans. And so help us to live these out in a way that truly honors you, that blesses you so that others can be blessed. We pray in Jesus' name.